A historic day in Washington.
The House of Representatives voted to impeach President Trump on Wednesday, making him the third president in America's history to be impeached by the House.
We'll have more on what happens next. And a new proposal that would make it easier to invest early in the next big tech startup.
This would be a big shift, but it does come with risks.
Plus, Univision lures potential suitors. This is What's News from The Wall Street Journal. I'm Kim Gittleson. Let's get started. Now, before we look at yesterday's historic impeachment vote and what happens next, here's what you missed. That's a telenovela from Univision. We report the Spanish language broadcaster has received interest from several potential buyers. Univision dominated its field when it was taken private in 2007. But since then, it's faced increasing competition from Telemundo, and like other broadcasters, it's struggled with cord cutting. The process isn't yet in its final stages, and it's possible that no deal could happen. Move over debt forgiveness. We report the White House is considering ways to help Americans with their student loan debt. But it's a very different approach than plans from Senators Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren focused on forgiving debt. The Trump administration is instead looking at refinancing plans or eliminating debt in bankruptcy. Americans now owe $1.5 trillion in student debt. A culture of sexual harassment and retaliation against people who complain. That's what the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission found Uber had allowed in its workplace. Now the EEOC and Uber have reached a settlement. Uber will start a $4.4 million fund to compensate victims and also agreed to monitoring. Now our main story. Late yesterday, President Trump became the third president in U.S. history to be impeached. Here's the moment the House vote happened.
On this vote, the yeas are 230, the nays are 197, present is one. Article 1 is adopted.
At a rally in Michigan after the vote, President Trump praised Republicans, all of whom voted against the impeachment articles. He also attacked Democrats.
I'm the first person to ever get impeached, and there's no crime. I feel guilty. You know what they call it? Impeachment light. It's impeachment light.
Our Natalie Andrews was in the Capitol when the vote took place.
When they started the vote, there was just this rush of members holding red and green pieces of paper in the air, and that is to record their vote on paper, which then puts their signature in the House record. Usually, members vote electronically. We don't necessarily get their signature next to their vote, but during historic votes like this one, lawmakers also understand the historic moment, and so they want this recorded vote. So that was kind of unusual to see members really rushing, and it also delayed the process for a few minutes because they had to record everything by paper.
The timing for the next step in this process, a trial in the Senate, is still unclear.
Democratic Party leadership had a press conference after the vote, and Nancy Pelosi was asked when she would send over articles of impeachment, and she did not indicate that she was in a rush. She said she really wanted to understand what process the Senate was going to adopt for their trial before she named impeachment managers who would act as prosecutors. And she wanted to see their process before she acts next. A huge process that she needs to undertake is naming impeachment managers, which will be House Democrats who really go present their case to the Senate in a trial. The minute that Nancy Pelosi sends over articles, it triggers another process, and the Senate really has to begin their trial the next day.
One thing is for certain, though. The impeachment vote has split the country. Here's our poll guru, Aaron Zitner, on new numbers from our survey with NBC News.
Our poll finds Americans divided dead even on the question of whether to impeach President Trump and remove him from office, 48% in favor of impeachment and removal and 48% opposed. And it's just one more sign that American politics has hardened in around views of President Trump. Republicans support the president almost uniformly. Democrats oppose the president almost uniformly. Those views hold for whether members of each party like the job he's doing in office, and they hold for views of impeachment. This country is divided, and impeachment just hasn't moved the needle on views of the president.
You can find all of our impeachment coverage up on WSJ.com. On to markets. Since the Great Depression, the Securities and Exchange Commission has had a mandate to protect Main Street investors like you and me from the vagaries of financial markets. Now the SEC is proposing a big change, loosening rules that prevent regular Americans from investing in the next Facebook or Uber before they become public companies. Anna Isaac has more.
Yeah, so at the moment, in order to protect your investor that isn't a professional investor, might not have as much money that they can afford to lose, the SEC has thresholds. So it says you either have to earn $200,000 a year or you have to have over $1 million in assets before you can start investing into these private companies. So not just private companies, but security offerings, hedge funds, private equity funds that might then secondarily invest in the likes of Uber pre-listing. Now, the reason this is a bit controversial is that the point of the SEC and its sort of depression era mandate was to try and protect the ordinary folks that might want to invest. And it's very different, the level of scrutiny and transparency that surrounds, say, something that's traded on a public stock exchange versus something that's traded, in a private capacity. So this would be a big shift. SEC says it would significantly raise the number of people that would have access to these private investment options, but it does come with risks.
And here's what else we're paying attention to today. The last Democratic presidential debate of 2019 is in Los Angeles tonight. Our latest poll with NBC News found that former Vice President Joe Biden is still leading the pack, followed by Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren. But that's not the whole story, as our reporter Josh Jamerson explains.
What our poll found is that of the top three candidates, Senator Sanders and Senator Warren had much more robust support in terms of enthusiasm than Mr. Biden. And that means that some people in the Democratic Party just have more reservations about Biden than they do the other two candidates, even though more Democrats say they would rather vote for Joe Biden. And that gets to the electability question that we hear a lot from Democrats when we talk to Democratic primary voters in New Hampshire and Iowa. A lot of times what we hear from them that Joe Biden may not be their first choice in terms of who they think would be the best president, but they think that he can beat Donald Trump, and then that is the reason why they support him. And I think that enthusiasm gap really speaks to that dynamic.
We'll have the highlights from the debate in our show tomorrow. Finally, Facebook is planning on advertising in the Super Bowl for the first time ever. The ad promotes its groups feature and stars Chris Rock and Sylvester Stallone. It's part of a broader effort by Facebook to rebuild trust after a series of controversies. Whether you watch the game or just tune in for the ads, which can cost up to $5.6 million this year, a reminder that the Super Bowl is set to take place on February 2nd in Miami. That's what's news from the Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.